Welcome to Abbey Theatre Audio and our production of Terms and Conditions Apply from our resident drama company, The Company of Ten. This was produced in association with Radio Verulam. We hope you enjoy the production.
Comrades, followers of our glorious leader, and especially our women, we give you the great wisdom of our glorious leader in this new book of his concise thoughts. You will obtain it now from all party offices and your neighbourhood people's committee. These thoughts include...
I have said that all the reputedly powerful reactionaries are merely cardboard chimpanzees. The reason is they are divorced from the people. Look, was not Hitler a cardboard chimpanzee? Was Hitler not overthrown? I also said that the Tsar of Russia, the Emperor of China and the Japanese imperialists were all cardboard chimpanzees. As we know, they were all overthrown. US imperialism has not yet been overthrown, and it has the atom bomb. I believe it also will be overthrown. It too is a cardboard chimpanzee.
Oh, there you are, Michael. I'm just off to the rehearsal for the concert for the glorious leader. Now promise me you won't go over there while I'm out.
Why'd you put up with it, Marcia? Do you really believe all that stuff about our glorious leader protecting us from the forces of the capitalist imperialists? Anyway, I'll go over there if I want to. Under the kitchen table, through the wall, and I'm free.
Why worry, Michael? What will happen to you if you get caught? You know what happened when Irene next door saw you going through the wall that time.
I got my job back in the end?
Only because I told her it was something to do with the foundations. You know her husband is in the state police.
But it's the land of the free over there. We're so lucky to be living on the border. On one side is our glorious leader, state police. On the other, freedom.
You know I don't like this. Look, don't let's argue. I'll be late for my rehearsal. You know how important it is for our glorious leader. We must celebrate Women's Day.
Don't worry. I'll be safe. Anyway, I must go over there now. There's an eBay auction just about to end. Under I go.
Michael, stop.
Marcia, you are coming to the rehearsal, aren't you?
Oh, it's Irene from next door. She mustn't see you going through the wall again.
You know the People's Committee is watching you and that husband of yours. Did I see him just now? Not more trouble with the foundations, I hope.
Oh, no. Yes. Damp. These old houses, you know how it is.
Those of us who live on the border have to be especially vigilant.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's good, you understand. I'm leaving now. But we will see you in 20 minutes, Marcia. The People's Committee won't want you to be late.
I'll be there for our glorious leader. Goodbye.
Yes. Freedom. Now, where did I put the remote? Right. Let's see what I can buy today.
This kitchen appliance has blown me away.
Michael?
It really stands tall.
Oh, you went over there again. I wish you wouldn't. You know I don't like it.
I can't hear you. Come over here.
Michael, turn the television off. I can't hear you.
Can't hear you. I've got the television on. Where's the button to cross out the speaker? Yes. You know I feel at home over here.
But it's dangerous. What if you get caught? I'm your wife. What'll happen to me?
You will get caught if you stand there. Come over here.
No. You come and talk to me over here. You know I don't like this, Michael.
Marcia, what is there not to like? Come over here and you'll be free. Be free from the oppression of the glorious leader.
Michael, you know that's not right. Our glorious leader protects us from the aggression of the enemies of peace. And over there, we're not protected.
Protected from what? Am I being corrupted by your fascist neo-colonial powers? When I look out of the window, I see my neighbour washing his car, not soldiers eating babies. Come and see for yourself.
Don't make jokes.
I am serious. It's the soldiers of the glorious army that are the ones we need protection from. Look what happened when the state police found Joseph.
Joseph was a revisionist.
What's a revisionist, Marcia? Eh? Do we even understand what the glorious leader has been telling you all these years?
Oh, that's what you are, Michael. A revisionist and a traitor to the people. The state police could do that to you, to us, to me.
The state police are stupid and lazy. Besides, you go to the People's Committee meetings every week, don't you? You're a good card-carrying member of the party, aren't you? I'll slip them a bottle of whiskey if they get suspicious.
How can you criticise the men of our glorious leader's supreme protection force? Where have you got a bottle of whiskey from? Oh, Michael, have you been buying things again?
Marcia, I have a surprise for you.
For me?
Who else? Do you want to see the glorious leader's speech? Oh,
yes.
Do you want to see our great leader in high definition, close-up, glorious real-time, 1 gigabyte colour?
Oh, yes.
I always thought you fancied him.
Did you? Really?
Well, come over here, then.
Are you really happy over here?
Well, normally, yes. But now I'm worried.
About being caught?
No, like I said, the state police are stupid.
They're not so stupid. Only last week I saw on the television they'd caught some people escaping over there. Over here, where you are.
That's just propaganda. You can't trust anything they say on your television. But over here, Marcia, this is the land of the free. If a policeman beats you up, it was an accident that wasn't your fault and you get compensation.
What?
Here, nobody can control the 245 television channels I can get on my new Panasonic Viera widescreen, HD, LCD, LPP, TV with internet connectivity. That's the 245, not counting the plus one channels. So I can watch programmes I've missed and see them again. That is freedom.
Another television, Michael. You only got a new one last month.
Last week, actually. But I found it hadn't got an ergonomic touchpad for easy scrolling. So I got rid of it.
Got rid of it? Oh, what a waste. How much did that cost you?
Marcia, I was clever. I sold it on eBay.
What is eBay?
It's one of those great freedoms of over here. I told you about that, didn't I? It's like an auction.
So, who gets it?
The person who bids the highest price.
And who is that? Which ministry does that? How much did you get? Did you get your money back?
Not quite. Something I have to learn, Marcia. Over here, if people have something, when they sell it on, the value goes down, not up. Over there, do you remember the bottle of whiskey we found in the old days? How we paid for the doctor with that, and he paid for his car to be repaired, and the garage mechanic paid for his holiday with it? That doesn't happen over here. But I am learning.
Is that what you're worried about?
I'm not so much worried as disappointed. You see, I don't notice my plug-in air freshener anymore.
What?
It's supposed to make this room smell of the freshness of pine woods. Unless I put it on the setting for national parks. It has four settings, including fresh linen, and you don't even have to push a button. All you do is walk past it. Another wonderful thing from over here.
Now, show me the glorious leader's speech.
Ah, I have to tell you, that was a trick to get you over here. I can't get the glorious leader's speech on this television. It's digital.
Digital? What are you talking about, Michael? And how dare you trick me into coming over here?
Well, television over there is analogue. Here it's digital. I can get 247 channels.
Oh, not including the plus one ones, I remember.
Ah, you're learning.
Our glorious leader has led our country through difficult times and has taught us wisdom. So, Michael, how can you pay for all this?
It's too dangerous for you to know.
Oh, please. I am your wife. You can trust me.
You told Irene next door. Well, next door over there. You told her where I was one day. You know her husband's in the state police.
Michael, she saw you through the window as you were going through the wall. I had to tell her something. I said it was about the foundations. Now tell me.
All right. Now sit down. Do you remember many years ago, before the war, before we got married, my Uncle Leopold lived in this house, right next door to my family?
Oh, that's right. Didn't your mother keep going there to put things in his dustbin or something?
Well, his dustbins got emptied on a different day because the council boundary ran along the wall between our two houses. My mother used to keep missing our bin day, so she'd run over here and slip things into his dustbin. He got very annoyed. But we can't do that now, can we?
Michael, you know very well that after the war, they divided the country along that boundary. It's a different regime over here.
I remember suddenly the glorious leader came and told us to be scared of people living next door. Well, that was stupid.
But you stopped coming over here, Michael. You were sensible. So what's changed?
I told you. Now he's dead. And I'm his only relative still alive. Like I said, the house is ours, Marcia. Ours! So I have been over here finding out more and more, you know, what it's like to live here. And now, I want to stay.
Stay? Oh, Michael, no. How will you live? It's not safe. What will they do to you when they find you? What will you live on?
Marcia, it's wonderful what you can do over here. But this next bit you must not tell to anyone. Promise? Meet Leopold.
Where?
You're looking at him.
You? But he's older than you. And he's dead.
No, not over here. Well, yes, over here, but...
What is all this about, Michael?
Look, over here on television, they show you all the wonderful things you can buy with the money they give you.
Give you?
Well, lend. But to get it, you have to be somebody. Obviously, I can't use my state identity card, so I use the birth certificate and passport of dear old Uncle Leopold.
That is falsehood. That is deception. That is corrupt.
Leopold's my pseudonym. That's all. But don't worry about that, Marcia. If ever they want the money back, I can just sell the television and the computers and the iPad mini.
What?
Oh, never mind. Come here. Don't worry about your little Michael. Come and join me in my life over here.
But this is stealing from the people. You pretend to be Uncle Leopold and steal all this money from the banks.
The banks over here are owned by the taxpayers.
But they are the people.
But I am one of the people.
But you're not a taxpayer.
Yes, I am.
Not over here.
Yes. I pay VAT.
What's VAT?
I don't know. But the T stands for tax. I pay tax. I own the bank lends to me. That's what's so wonderful about over here. Will anybody lend us money over there?
We don't need money. What would we buy?
Precisely. Marcia, don't worry. It takes a little while to get used to life over here. I was worried when I first came through the wall. I was worried that over here I would be just as unhappy as I was over there.
Unhappy? With me?
No, not unhappy with you, Marcia. Well, you weren't the main reason. No, I was unhappy with not being able to think for myself. Always having to repeat what the glorious leader wanted me to say. Never having anything of my own. When I needn't have worried. I'll never forget seeing the free newspaper on the doormat of Uncle Leopold's house and reading about all the things I could buy and see and do and all the money I could borrow. It was like a revelation. Don't be worried. Stay over here and explore all this with me. Live the power of dreams.
But I do worry.
Yes, I can see. You have the appearance of aging. You need professional, age-defying day moisturizer with amino peptide complex. You're worth it.
No, I don't. No, I'm not. No. Oh, I don't know anymore, Michael.
85% of 183 women agree that this removes the appearance of aging.
That is a very low level of collective consciousness.
Not everybody thinks the same over here.
What about the other 15%?
They buy another product, or look old, or have split ends.
98.2% of 9 million people agree with the glorious leader.
But what about the other 1.8%? Look, Marcia, look at that funny Spanish man on the television. Look how much water his paper towels absorb. And there's another funny man called Silit Bang. Over here, I can buy his turbo power and remove your stains.
I use soap.
Bang, and the dirt is gone.
Do you believe everything you see on your television over here? Do you believe everybody over here can buy everything that is shown?
Yes, it is. And yes, we can.
Come here and look. There, at the bottom of the screen. Proof that it is not true that over here is the land of the free and great opportunities. Michael, read it.
Not available in Northern Ireland.
So, the land of the free and opportunity for all. Over there in the land of the glorious leader, there would be no such discrimination. All peoples have equal opportunity.
I agree. Over there, opportunity is equal for all. except high-up party members, of course. Opportunity to buy nothing. Opportunity to do nothing that the glorious leader does not approve of. But you're right. I still don't understand why the people in Northern Ireland can't buy car insurance from a couple of stupid meerkats with silly accents.
It's simple.
And that's why I like being over here. There's so much to learn. And with 259 channels...
Not including the plus one channels.
You're learning too. See, with that many channels, there can be no glorious leader to tell us everything.
Who's that? It's not the police, is it?
Oh, Marcia, relax. This is the land of the free. All sorts of people knock at your door. There are people selling religion, asking for money for starving children in Africa, singing songs at Christmas, wanting to tarmac your drive.
Oh, I'm going back.
Oh, come here. Look through the window. It's only a delivery van. Oh, that'll be my new game. Thank you. Thank you, wonderful delivery person. Oh, I love this country. It'll be World of Devil Grand Theft, Wizard Death, Grip Nightmare 3. I really want to play this.
You play games now?
I play all these games. I pretend the baddies are the state police and I blow them up. And then with my friend Mario, we run and jump and we're free.
Michael, if this country is so wonderful, why do you want to play games and escape from it?
That's what people over here do. Being free means being able to use your imagination and...
Kill other people? Oh, I don't like this. We should all want to be together for the sake of our country and our comrades. You don't hear our glorious leader speaking about this Mario and killing people.
Unless they're the capitalist imperialists.
Oh, so you're on the side of the capitalist imperialists in these games?
No, I fight them with my team. We're called the Running Dogs of Satan.
Let me get this straight. You're over here in the land of the capitalist imperialists, and they sell you games in which you can pretend to kill them.
It's complicated.
And who is your new friend Mario?
He's a character in these games.
Is he real?
No. I make him run and jump so high, he's very popular.
Oh, so now in your new freedom, you make friends with someone who isn't real. I think you need to come back to reality.
Marcia, this is reality. It isn't going to go away. It's next door to your world, my old world. I can't ignore it now. I believe in better.
But I'm frightened about this, Michael. With all this choice, who will protect you? Where is the party? What will you do if you fall ill?
Ah, over here, there is this thing called the Health Lottery. Some people call it the NHS.
Oh, I have to go back and cook your dinner. Nice stew with Sweden pork, your favourite.
I hope it's not just Sweden pork. It should be creamy, herb-infused Swede with succulent free-range pork from organic farms.
Mmm.
Bog off.
I beg your pardon.
No, buy one thing over here, you get one free. Wonderful. Every little helps.
I'm going back. Oh.
Marcia? It's Irene.
Oh, no, it's Irene from next door. She mustn't see me coming through the wall.
Marcia, are you all right? I know you're in.
Stay very quiet. She'll go away. She'll think I've gone out.
Michael, are you with Marcia? What are you up to?
Make a groaning noise.
What?
Panting, groaning, like we're making love.
Oh, Oh. Oh. Oh.
Have fun, you two. I'll be back when you've finished.
Oh, that was lucky.
I haven't heard you make that noise for some time. Come here, my little socialist wench. Let me whisper to you about a television program they have here, where people come and tell doctors all their problems with their bodies, even men's dangly bits and women's wobbly bits.
Socialist women don't have wobbly bits.
Hello? Yes, this is Leopold. Yes, card number. Last four digits. Yes. 1984. Misused? Oh dear, do you think so? No, well, yes. I did buy that. And that. And that. Yes, that too. Limit exceeded? No, surely not. Yes, well, no. Of course. Last week's payment. Oh, must have gone astray. Yes, of course. Today.
Come back over there with me, Michael. I don't think it's safe here.
Of course it's safe. Listen, Marcia, do you feel safe over there? Do you feel safe with Irene and her husband in the state police? Do you feel safe never being able to say anything about the glorious leader that suggests that he isn't, well, glorious? Let me tell you what it's like over here. There's no glorious leader. There are lots of leaders, but everybody is free to criticise them. And, Marcia, leaders over here can be women. Yes, women. There's a famous woman leader over here called Maggie Merkel or something. She's a very powerful leader. Tells lots of men leaders what to do with their money. Oh, it's wonderful over here for men and women.
Women are important to the glorious leader. We are the mothers of the future generations who will march forwards. You see that lady on the television? Can my hair really look like that? All shiny and glossy and bounce like that? And can I really look younger? And be important like Maggie What's-Her-Name? And, Michael, do you think I need a doctor for my wobbly bits?
Marcia, stay with me over here and you will look wonderful again.
And?
And you can be powerful too. You can tweet blogs.
Blogs? What sort of word is blog? Do they make you powerful?
They're things you write on the interweb. You can say, President Obama Cameron is an idiot and nobody can touch you.
Don't the state police come and find you?
No, I told you. There is no state police over here. You can even say, the glorious leader is an idiot. And the state police from over there can't come over here and find you. Go on, say it. Go on.
Can I really? Tell me, Michael, is it really safe?
Go on, be daring. You know you want to.
The glorious leader is an idiot. Oh, I can't believe I said that. The glorious leader is a danger to world peace. He is a power-crazed fascist hypocrite. Oh, there, I've said it.
I love powerful women.
Oh, you make me feel powerful. Even more powerful than Irene.
Oh, really?
I don't need a husband in the state police to make me feel powerful. Michael, those words on the television, what do they mean? Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, that's what they call health and safety. Nobody takes any notice.
Marcia? Michael? Have you finished playing mummies and daddies in the foundations yet? Don't forget, it's time for the women's rehearsal.
Oh, no, I forgot coming over here. It's tonight. I should be there. You know what happened last time I was late.
They let us stay in the house, didn't they?
Oh, I'm really frightened now, Michael. I shouldn't have said those things. What if she'd heard me?
That's why we have to stay over here. Well, we don't have to be frightened anymore.
But it's scary over here. You said yourself there are things you still don't understand. Oh, they're knocking on the kitchen door. Oh, I'm terrified. What will happen when we go back?
My little ex-socialist wench, trust me. Ah, that will be the pizza delivery. My lunch. We can share, Marcia. They always send more than one person can eat. Especially today. It's two for Tuesday. Extra 7-inch and super topping choice. Hello? Yes, speaking. Yes, I am. Yes, I heard the door. Who are you? What is it? Hello? Hello? Oh, Marcia. I think I'm a little frightened too. There are things I still don't understand over here.
Stay over here!
Go over there.
State police, we know you're in there. Open up.
Bailiffs, we know you're in there. Open up.
Oh, Michael.
Marcia.
Where can we be free?
Where can we be free?
You've been listening to Abbey Theatre Audio and our production of Terms and Conditions Apply by Peter Hale from our resident drama company, The Company of Ten. Martha was Susie Major. Michael was John Pike, and Anne Stafford Murray played Irene. The play was directed by Martin Goodman. This podcast was produced in association with Radio Verulam. To find out more about the Abbey Theatre and the Company of Ten, please visit www.abbeytheatre.org.uk. Thank you.